We are continuing our 68-team college basketball preview, and once again, and talking a little Drake Bulldogs today, as the Bulldogs are able to make the NCAA tournament last year. Bit of a different look this year. Michael Admire, the voice of the Bulldogs, is with us right now. Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Derek, man. Thanks for having me on again this year.
You bet, you bet. Of course, that means good things. It means Drake made the NCAA tournament, and you know, going into last year, we were kind of talking, and we, you know, didn't really know for sure what, you know, Drake was going to look like, how, you know, the transition would look from, you know, Ben McCollum bringing some of his guys from Northwest Missouri State to Drake. And obviously 31 wins later looked pretty good. So I guess, what was it like being a part of that, you know, following that team throughout the year and just, you know, all the great moments?
Man, I think when we talked about this time last year, one of the things that I was really looking forward to was to see how this team throughout the year kind of checked some of the boxes. We knew the talent on that group from watching them all summer, but you just never know until the lights are shining brightest. And man, they had a great run at the Charleston Classic, winning 3 games in 4 days against some really good competition, and all by double digits, out rebounded all these teams that were much bigger than them. And then it was like from there, the confidence just really took off and continued to grow all the way into the NCAA tournament and then into the round of 32, which is a place Drake hasn't been in more than 50 years. Mm-hmm. So it was special. It was fun watching that team come together, prove some doubters wrong early on, and then watch the fan base really rally around them. I mean, there are moments that are embedded in my mind over the last 7 years of being the play-by-play broadcaster here at Drake. The Friday morning in Wichita after Drake beat Missouri is at the top of the list. Yeah. It was so much fun, and our fans are wanting some more of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. You know, obviously, you know, following the, you know, season, the, you know, I think people probably listening to this know the story. Ben McCollum, of course, heads off the University of Iowa, and then Eric Henderson comes in. And I know that was a name that was kind of involved in the last, you know, go around there for the coaching search, and for Coach Henderson to come in after the success that he had, you know, there in South Dakota State. Tell me a little bit about, you know, him and what you've come to know about him and learn about, you know, him as a coach and, you know, kind of, you know, the style you expect to see this year.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. This search was a little bit easier for Brian Harden than maybe the previous year because he had just done one, and he had just interviewed Eric Henderson for this position last go around. So he was kind of familiar with some of the players that he wanted to talk to going into that search, and I think he found another really good person and another really good head coach. And from what I've you know, gathered over the last 4 or 5 months being around this group is, one, they want to celebrate each other. They want to have fun. They've worked really hard on the connection. I mean, 10 new players again this year. I guess 11 now. 11 new players this year. And so they focused on the relationship building and the connection this summer. And then now, as the, you know, hours in practice are expanding, we're starting to see more of how this team and the practice, they want to play. And they want to play really fast, which is awesome. It's a stark contrast to, you know, the team that we saw last year. That was one of the slowest paced teams by stats in the country. And Eric Henderson and his group, they want to get up and down. But they're also putting an emphasis on defense. They feel like they've got to be top three in the league to win the Missouri Valley Conference. And so they went out and found guys that can dribble, shoot, and pass, and then that are tough-minded kids that can you know, play on the defensive end as well. So that's kind of the makeup of this group.
Great. And just before we move on to that roster, I'm going to also mention that Rob Klinkerfuss, longtime South Dakota State assistant, Harlan alum, which we are right in that Harlan area. He follows, you know, Coach Henderson there back to his alma mater there. Or I guess he went to Buena Vista, then he went to Drake there afterwards, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, Rob got his master's degree from Drake. Yeah, I think he got like Yeah, I'm not entirely sure of his how the whole degree worked out, but he's a Drake grad, so we'll take
Yeah,
it.
perfect. All right.
And Rob's great. He's the architect of the offense, you
Yep,
know.
awesome.
So a big piece.
Yep. Mike Gladmeyer again, voice of the Drake Bulldogs, as we're talking Drake Bulldogs for the upcoming men's basketball season. All right, let's get into this roster. You mentioned, pretty much a completely new roster, some transfers. You got one from South Dakota State, others from, kind of all over the nation there, and of course, some freshmen coming in as well. What are your thoughts on this roster? Who are some of the names to know when it comes to this year's Drake Bulldogs?
Yeah, well, I think the priority on top of just getting players in this year and building a roster, part of building the roster was, finding good guard play, finding some length. Coach Henderson has, traditionally had some really good post players, so wanted to find some length, but then also wanted to find veterans and find, kind of that college basketball or college sports term of, get old fast. And you can do that in the transfer portal these days. And so they kind of, pieced all that stuff together. And I think they did a really nice job. They got a South Carolina transfer and Oku Federico. He's the name that keeps popping up within the coaching staff. And whenever you go into practice, he's the one that really jumps off the chart. He can play, three through five, and he plays with like an intensity and an energy that makes him really tough to keep track of. I mean, he crashes the boards offensively, defensively. He's 6'7", 6'8", and he can step out and knock down a 3-point shot. So he is really talented. And actually, he's the younger brother of Federico, who played for that Texas Tech squad last year that Drake lost to the NCAA tournament. And then, I mean, the guard play is just phenomenal. You have Owen Larson, the South Dakota State transfer, who's coming off an injury. He's still not at 100%, but they expect him to be in the mix late November into December. Jalen Quinn, transfer from Loyola. They believe he can be like an all Missouri Valley Conference defender of the year, like defensive player of the year. He's that good on ball. Jayshon Thomas, a transfer from Charlotte, who kind of played in a Princeton offense. He's going to be able to play in this up-tempo style offense, which is going to be really exciting to watch him grow into it. Isaiah Carr, transfer from Denver, 7 foot. I mean, there you go, right there. And then Wilgans Jr. Exact started his career at Utah. Goes to Bowling Green, Canadian, and now he's making his way into the Midwest, into Des Moines, and he's another one of those guys. I mean, he's like 6'6", 240 pounds. He's built like a linebacker. He can shoot. He can post up. Got good ball skills, and he's another mismatch. So when you look at this roster, it's an older roster already. There is a lot of size across the board, not just positional size, but really long in the post, really long at guard play. Yeah, it's going to be, I like how it's coming together.
Well, Michael, when it comes to, Drake basketball here, I think it's what, 4 out of the last 5 years been able to, play in the NCAA tournament. Darren DeVries, of course, had three of those, and then in comes Ben McCollum. And obviously, getting to that, next round was a major boon. And now Eric Henderson comes in, and he's got his success as well, making the NCAA tournament twice in his final, 4 years there at South Dakota State. So, what do you describe as a successful season? What defines a successful season for Drake? I mean, is that standard there, even with the changing of the coach, and things are different now? You can obviously remake your roster pretty quickly, as you alluded to. So, is that kind of the standard? Is that what defines a successful season for Drake men's basketball now?
I'm going to give you the answer I gave you last year. It's competing for a championship, being in the mix late in the season to win a regular season championship, and then playing on the weekend in St. Louis, making it to the semifinals, putting yourself in position to win a championship. And I think that that would look like a successful season. Coach Henderson, as you look at the roster, he has recruited some freshmen. He's playing the long-term developmental game. That's what his programs have been all about at South Dakota State. But at the same time, he is he went and got guys right away. He went and got seniors. He went and got veteran players. And they, those guys and the coaching staff, they expect to compete for a championship right away and take that automatic bid and go to the NCAA tournament. So what success looks like, it's always competing for a championship at Drake. What's possible is, you know, making it into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to following it again this year. Michael Admire, again, voice of the Drake Bulldogs. Michael, thanks a lot for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the season, all right?
Hey, Derek, appreciate you.